"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We need to hear from you. Friday, Moist Line, 877-MOIST-86. 877-MOIST-86. It's toll-free anywhere in the world. Or you can use the TalkBack feature on the iHeart app. So you better call now and vent. Unleash your inner beast. And we'll play it back on Friday. All right. The Ohtani thing. I'm going to assume you know what I'm talking about here. I have to set the whole thing up. But it centers on the interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, getting his hands on $4.5 million of Ohtani's money through 9 wire transfers. I assume $500,000 for each wire transfer. And sending it to Matthew Boyer, the bookie in Orange County, to cover Mizuhara's debts. And you remember at the beginning, they had multiple stories. The El Segundo Times says the story seemed to change by the hour. And the original story from Mizuhara in a 90-minute interview was, I have a bad gambling problem, and Ohtani bailed me out. And eventually it became Ohtani saying, I have no idea how he got the money. I had nothing to do with this. I had nothing. But they will not address how he could get a hold of the money. And some people I hear say, maybe Ohtani gave him, his banking information. It's like, yeah, I could see you giving your close friend. I mean, he's practically your personal assistant, your PIN number, if you need to get a few $100 out of an ATM machine, right? But a wire transfer thing, if you haven't done one, is a little more complicated than that. And when you're sucking out $4.5 million, you have to get approval from various bank personnel, and they want approval from you or your personnel that are running your financial empire. So the El Segundo Times had the same questions we did. I am not crazy here. Multiple sources, because in that press conference, Ohtani should have explained all this, period. How did he get your $4.5 million? I don't know. Well, you do know, okay? Somebody in your camp knows. Because the bank doesn't let a guy like Mizuhara just show up and take out $4.5 million.
Does he need to tell us that, or does he need to tell the investigators that? Because maybe he didn't say it in the press conference, and maybe he's just telling the investigators what they need to know.
I assume he has to tell the investigators, right? Because he got so much online. But I personally want to know. He has to tell
fair.
Me. Okay?
That's fair.
All right. You want to know, right?
No, of course I want to
know.
Okay,
how much have you paid for Dodger tickets?
A lot of money.
Okay, so you want to know, right? You want to know which way this season's going.
Yes.
Maybe Deborah doesn't want to know. She doesn't follow baseball.
I don't care.
Yeah, I didn't think
no,
so.
No, of course I'm curious about that.
Anyway, multiple sources confirmed that they were all wire transfers. So let me move on here. Okay, so they talked to a former FBI agent named Peter Gruppi. He ran the FBI's white-collar crime division in New York. He says the one question I would have, the one question, who had the authority to execute these wire transfers? He said it would be highly unlikely that Otani didn't have a business manager or someone in a similar role who could have flagged these unusual withdrawals. Second question from John Holden, a professor at Oklahoma State who studies the gambling industry. Why would any illegal bookmaker allow Mizuhara to run up a debt in the millions of dollars? You know, there's this whole thing about you got to know your customer. If there's a guy running up millions of dollars in debt, how does the bookmaker know he's going to cover it? He's foreign. I mean, this is a great, I hadn't even thought of this one. Because Mizuhara was well paid, but it's not like he was excessively wealthy. He's been getting paid between $300,000 and $500,000. They worked for the Angels for a number of years, and then they moved over to the Dodgers in the offseason. This really is more of an Angels story. Anyway, okay, why does an illegal bookmaker allow Mizuhara to run up this debt? Says John Holden, something's not adding up. You don't expect an illegal bookie to do this. If you suspect someone is stealing a lot of money and wagering it with you, that's going to bring in a lot of unwanted attention on you as well. Aha! Matthew Bowyer knows he's running an illegal bookie operation, right? And you have to be a little bit on edge every day of your life. Now he's getting a guy, no way an interpreter has got $4.5 million lying around. But Bowyer allows him to run up this huge debt and doesn't question it, knows he's good for the money, not worried that Mizuhara is stealing it. Because if Bowyer is receiving stolen funds from Mizuhara, well, that's another layer of danger, legal danger, that Bowyer's in. Holden says if you're a bookie of any variety, you probably have questions about where people are getting the money. Now let's go back to the press conference. Remember, Otani was reading from a script. He was reading from notes in Japanese, and it was translated by the new interpreter. No questions were allowed. Okay, that's a red flag there. So the El Segundo Times starts calling up everyone connected with Otani. He's got an agent, Nez Bolello at CAA. And then a crisis public relations manager called in return. This is a publicist named Matthew Hiltzik. Listen to his clients. Harvey Weinstein. Alec Baldwin. So you got one guy who's raped a slew of Hollywood actresses. Baldwin, who most recently shot a woman to death. Johnny Depp, who had that wild situation with Amber Heard, and Hillary Clinton's U.S. Senate campaign. What a gallery of criminals and near criminals, huh? So this Hiltzik represents Harvey Weinstein, Alec Baldwin, Johnny Depp, Hillary Clinton, and Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani also has Andrew Brettler, a West Hollywood lawyer, who's represented convicted actor, rapist, Danny Masterson, Arnie Hammer. He was involved in some sort of sex scandal. Prince Andrew. Jeez. And Chelsea Handler. Now Ohtani has got this $700 million contract, most of the money deferred, but he does get $65 million a year in commercial endorsements, a lot of that in Japan. But a spokeshole for CAA is not talking. In fact, nobody's talking. See, add this all up. He's got a public relations manager, a crisis manager, and an attorney who have some of the biggest criminals and scam artists in the world, in Hollywood and internationally. Peculiar. I mean, if there's no scandal here, if there's no scam, then why not just have a question and answer, a freewheeling question and answer session with the press? Why did you lawyer up, have these crisis managers? Why the confusing stories? And now, you know, the script that avoids the number one question. How did Ms. Ohara do it? And Ohtani is an empire. And I could see, yeah, you know, his head's in baseball. He's not really paying attention. That's not his forte. He's not a Wall Street money manager. Okay, fine. But one of his money managers, his attorneys, his agents, you know, these guys pay big percentages. So, I mean, Ohtani pays big percentages to guys like that to keep his fortune intact so it doesn't get ripped off. So it was it's a fascinating story, one of the few in the Times, but in the end, no answers. It kind of just fleshed out the question. Yeah, this is a real question. This is something, there's something significant still to be learned about this story. We come back, we'll play some of the cuts of Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, because Roberts now has to answer questions since nobody else will talk.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
My continued fascination with how public figures handle crises and scandals and things they don't want to talk about. Last hour, we were talking about Corinne Jean-Pierre and her nonsense response to a radio host about Joe Biden's dementia. Well, I haven't heard these in full yet. I want to hear Dave Roberts. This is Dave Roberts being asked if anything had been different since Ohtani's press conference on the gambling scandal. Play cut five first.
Not really. I think it's more business as usual. So I haven't talked to the guys today. It just seems like guys are ready to, you know, get through this game and get to the off day and then get ready for the home opener.
There's nothing better than baseball managers stringing cliches together. I mean, they've got hundreds of them. And they could talk for like 5-10 minutes. You know who's good at that? Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter for like 20 years never gave an interesting answer to anything. It's just endless cliches and
Bill baseball. Parcells is like that.
Yeah, I know. It's fascinating. All right, cut six. Apparently, this is bringing the team closer to Ohtani.
You know what? Actually, I would argue that it's gonna help relations internally because you know, there's no longer a buffer where I think that I've already seen it. You know, the last couple days, I think Shohei's been even more engaging with his teammates, and I think there's only upside with that.
So the team needed a gambling scandal.
Well,
to bring it together.
I don't know about that, but I think what was key in that clip was him saying there's no longer a buffer between Shohei and the team, which leads me to believe that Ipe really controlled what was coming through and getting filtered to Ohtani.
I see. So it made Ohtani into an island.
Yes, that's a perfect way to describe it.
Well, I guess when you're stealing $4.5 million from somebody
and you are completely translating a foreign language to the man, it's easy to misinterpret.
That's interesting. Ms. Ohara wanted complete control of Ohtani.
Yeah.
Because if he lost even a little bit of control, then maybe the secret would be exposed.
Exactly.
And finally, one more cut from Roberts on Ohtani here.
I think he's very capable. I think he's... he's been around baseball long enough, so I think that it's just naturally going to happen. But if he needs assistance or support, he has it. He knows that.
All right. Well, this certainly got a lot of people much more interested in the baseball season coming up. You know, spring training can be sleepy, and now a nice scandal. When we come back, speaking of scandals, Gavin Newsom signed a cleanup bill yesterday. Newsom What was he cleaning up? He was cleaning up his own soiled Panera Bread bill. This is the one where he gave Panera Bread an exemption from the $20 minimum wage law for fast food restaurants by coming up with a bizarre clause that says any restaurant that bakes and serves its own bread doesn't have to pay $20 an hour to its employees. The only company that got that exemption was Panera. And of course, Newsom's longtime buddy had two dozen Panera franchises and has given $164,000 to Newsom campaigns. So what they had to do to muddy up the story, the buddy's name is Greg Flynn, to muddy up the story and make it not look like Greg Flynn bribed Gavin Newsom to get the exemption, is he had to start handing out exemptions to all kinds of other fast food restaurants, depending on the location. It's really this mess, this stew of a bill. And we're going to explain it to you because Newsom signed it yesterday. The thing is, the restaurants that don't get the exemption, they are now quickly working to lay off employees. They can't afford to pay them $20 an hour. They don't want to. And there's a lot of ways to serve food without paying somebody $20 an hour. We're going to explain all this next.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We have a lot of corruption stories yet to come. In fact, after 3 o'clock, Eric Garcetti's former deputy mayor, Raymond Chan, is going to prison. He's found guilty in the same corruption case that sent Jose Huizar, the councilman, to prison as well. This is just stunning how many dirty criminals worked at the city council and in Garcetti's administration. And Raymond Chan is the latest. His trial was long delayed because his original attorney, Harlan Braun, got very sick. Michael Munks from KFI News is going to have that report after 3 o'clock. I have in front of me a number of corruption stories. I don't know what to do first. But since I mentioned Gavin Newsom, let's start with him. Because Newsom is another dirty player. Gavin Newsom had to sign Assembly Bill 610 into law to clean up a big, sloppy, smelly mess that he created. Because they passed a minimum wage bill recently that Newsom pushed, and it provided $20 an hour guaranteed wages to all those who work in the fast food industry. There was one restaurant chain in the whole state that did not have to pay $20 an hour. And that was Panera Bread. And Panera Bread, 24 outlets, were run by Greg Flynn, longtime close buddy and business partner of Newsom. This was so blatant. This was so unbelievably blatant. You give one exemption, one, and it goes to your good friend who you've done business with. And in addition, and this may be the most important aspect, Flynn donated $164,000 to Newsom campaigns. $164,000. And then coincidentally, his restaurants are the only fast food joints in the whole state that got the exemption from paying employees $20 an hour. What are the odds? Isn't it? I mean, Flynn goes back to high school as Newsom's friend. You mentioned these two oily characters, and you know exactly who these two guys were from high school. And so Newsom got into office. His buddy calls up and it's like, hey, Gavin, have you seen how much money I've given your campaigns? And Gavin says, Greg, don't worry. You'll be taken care of. And I know it went along with something like that because when Newsom was finally confronted by reporters over how could this be? How could Panera get the exemption? Newsom goes, oh no. That was just... That's legislative sausage making. Sausage making. No, it was worse than sausage. That's sausage making. Like those things happen, you know, everybody starts trading favors in the legislature. This was a Newsom deal. And then when everyone criticized that stupid answer, Newsom claimed that Panera didn't actually get an exemption. Oh, there's no such thing. It's not. That was an outright lie. It was all lies. They're buddies, business partners, and Flynn is a major campaign donor. Of course he got a break. That's why people donate to campaigns, and that's why politicians take campaign donations. Anyway, it was a huge scandal, obviously. And even the sycophants in the media were snarking at Newsom. And again, overriding all this is Newsom wants to be President Newsom, right? Oh, man. Panera Bread scandal, huh? So that's another thing. In this case, Panera Bread is a brand name that a lot of people are familiar with. It's like if you're going to give special exemptions, you got to give it in an industry or to a company no one's ever heard of and people won't follow the story. Now, when you walk in to a Panera's, look at the menu. Look at the bread that they sell. That led to your service worker not getting $20 an hour. Maybe they're making 17 or 18 or 15, but it's because of the bread. So it had to be a cleanup bill. And Newsom signed Assembly Bill 610. Now, listen to this. And this is language from the bill. Got this out of the California Globe. The bill would exempt additional restaurants from the definition of fast food restaurants. Okay, so now you have a category of fast food restaurants that are not considered fast food restaurants. For example, if you have a fast food franchise in an airport, that's not really a fast food restaurant anymore. If it's in a hotel, an event center, a theme park, a museum, all those fast food restaurants, no. That's a hallucination you're having. They're not really fast food. No. Fast food restaurants in, let me see, where else? Oh, gambling establishments, museums, theme parks, corporate campus cafeterias. Oh, if you have a concession with the government, ports, piers, beaches, parks. You not only don't have to pay your employees $20 an hour, but you're no longer under the rule of the Fast Food Council. Newsom has the Fast Food Council to control and regulate fast food restaurants. Why pick on those? He's such a dope. He knows that most people aren't familiar with how franchises work. You're not penalizing wealthy McDonald's executives or Burger King or Wendy's executives or Taco Bell executives. You can't penalize executives. It's impossible. They're way too rich. They're way too protected. It might seem like it. Well, you know, this is for equity and fairness. No. You know who it screws over? Local business owners, the traditional mom and pops. Business owners, guys who run local franchises or women or families, they're middle class people. Flat out cannot afford $20 an hour. Just impossible. So here's what's happening. Franchisees, those are the local owners, right? The middle class people. For Pizza Hut and Round Table Pizza are going to lay off more than 1,000 delivery drivers this year. Wall Street Journal says some chains like Jack in the Box are going to turn to technology. They're going to have robots to make the food, like the French fries, to flip the burgers, to dispense the drinks. And they'll start firing the human beings. So the stupid-ass unions and the stupid-ass government officials are going to cost a lot of people, their jobs. Because somewhere along the line, people bought into the fiction, the nonsense, that if you have a fast food job, you're supposed to have a living wage. You're supposed to raise a family of four on that. Now, I grew up in the era when a lot of high school kids, a lot of my friends worked at fast food. None of it. I worked for a restaurant for 2 days. That was a disaster. There was a lot of damage, a lot of carnage. There were some injuries. And we all knew quickly, we can't do this for the rest of our lives. This is a dead end. This was a great motivator to go to college. You spend the summer of junior year working in fast food. You're applying for colleges so fast that September. Do you ever work in a restaurant?
I never did. Can you imagine me working in a restaurant?
No.
Yeah. No.
I dropped huge tubs of plates.
I can imagine.
I worked at my aunt's restaurant. My aunt worked there for many years, and they more or less asked me to leave.
And how were you to customers?
Probably aloof.
You didn't yell?
No, I didn't yell at them.
Oh, okay.
But I was just, you know what I was?
Did you spit in their food when they complained?
No. I had to clean up their dirty dishes. I was a busboy.
Oh, okay.
Other people's food is disgusting.
Oh, I know.
So foul and disgusting. And I had to pick up these plates. And the reason I was dropping them is I didn't want to touch them. So I was holding them with my fingertips or trying to hold underneath. Because looking at people's eating food, like, made me want to puke.
You could have worn gloves.
And then they assigned me to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I went in the kitchen, and I will never forget the odor of the kitchen. It was some combination of old food and industrial strength cleanser. and the body odor of the other guys who worked there.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, the whole. And I would go in there and it was like, you know, I'd want to puke. The whole day I wanted to throw up. So I it was like by after 2 days, it was by mutual agreement.
2 days?
Yeah, I worked Saturday and Sunday on a weekend. First, it was in September of my senior year because my dad thought I should have a job.
Uh-huh.
And so, all right, went to my aunt's restaurant. She didn't own it. She was a waitress there. And 2 days, and then the most miraculous thing happened.
What?
Greatest stroke of luck. I was working a lot at the high school, putting together a morning broadcast. And a lot of it was gathering sports scores. And there was a guy who had graduated from the high school a few years before. He'd gotten a job at the local paper. And they were looking for a new person to work in the sports department at the paper. And he came to our school and he asked the coaches, hey, is there anybody here who could work in the sports department? And the coaches thought of me because I was in there every morning putting the morning broadcast together. And they hired me.
Ah.
The next weekend I was working at the newspaper.
It was meant to be.
Oh, and that was it. That was it for stupid jobs. Well, not entirely, but generally.
For the most part.
Yeah. But that was the greatest feeling in the world, that I was never going to have to bus tables anymore and deal with people's stinking food and the smell of dishes.
Oh, you make me nauseous.
Sink and the cleanser.
We get it.
And the body odor of these unwashed.
Yeah. Ugh. You said that already.
Well, I'm it's all in my head now.
I know, but now I'm smelling it too and I feel sick.
Awful. There's so many things you can't remember in life, but stuff like that never leaves you.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
One of Garcetti's cronies, his Eric Garcetti, his former deputy mayor Raymond Chan, is going to prison. It's the same corruption scandal that involving crooked real estate developers that sent Jose Huizar, the councilman, to prison as well. Another guy. Wait till you hear this. Michael Monks has the story coming up. Now, in Oregon, they're dealing with a scandal involving the governor. What do you do when you're the spouse of a governor and it's discovered that you're being paid taxpayer money and you're given a security detail and people think this is nepotism and this is... you cashing in on your spouse's position as governor, right? What should you do? Well, you could go to the press and claim that you're a crazy alcoholic, which I don't know justifies the money that you're getting. This is a true story. The governor of Oregon is Tina Kotek. She's lesbian and she has a wife named Amy Kotek Wilson. And it turns out that she has been working in Tina Kotek's administration. And Amy, we even got a security detail anytime she attends events on the governor's behalf. And that money for the extra security is coming out of the governor's budget. And so a lot of news organizations in Oregon were questioning her role and how much money is she making and what is she doing? And this is just, this is double dipping here? Well, of course that's what it is. Gee, you know, I don't think any of the media here in California would do something like that, huh? Wow, in Oregon, they actually question the governor and question the governor having a wife on the payroll? So there's no defense for this. Tina Kotek said, hey, I'm mentally ill and I'm an alcoholic. I share this information about myself now in the hopes that will make a difference and reduce stigma. No, you just want the criticism of the money you might be taking to stop. In fact, the governor, Tina Kotek, hired an advisor to look into a possible office of the first spouse appointment. The advisor, Malaya Masiba, she's going to get $72,000 just to design a separate office for the governor's wife. I'm sure Malia is a close friend, too. She gets $72,000 to invent Office of the First Spouse. And then I presume Office of the First Spouse is going to bring in a salary. She has been attending meetings on mental health and addiction. Well, I guess she would be an expert. Three of Tina Kotek, three of the governor's top aides, have gotten into fights with Kotek's spouse and have quit, including her chief of staff. Big mess there. They wanted an extra salary. They got caught. And now she's trying to deflect and shield criticism. Well, you know, I have a mental illness. Well, you know, I'm an alcoholic. Well, no, you're taking a lot of tax money here. We're spending a lot of tax money on you. Why? It's just about, you know, changing the narrative, right? Turns out in Oregon, this is the second governor in a row who's been involved in this situation. The former governor, John Kitzinger, had a fiance named Sylvia Hayes. And Hayes was getting $118,000 for a fellowship with a green energy group. And she didn't report it on her taxes and eventually had to pay $44,000 for ethics violations. So apparently they're only electing crooks in Oregon, too.
Hey, John,
yes.
They're holding an update on the bridge collapse. You want to take
Yeah, let's see.
Let's grab it.
What the total costs are going to be. I do not yet know what the full timeline is going to be. But the thing that I do know is that the task in front of us, it will be real. It will be daunting. But despite this task ahead of us being daunting, I can tell you right now, our resolve is unshaken. We will get to completion. We will do it together. This work will take time, but we are going to make sure that we are going to leave no one behind. We are going to take care of our people. At least 8,000 workers on the docks have jobs that have been directly affected by the collapse. We need to make sure we're supporting them in this moment, and we need to make sure that we are getting them back on the job. And the same goes for many others that have been affected by this crisis, both directly and indirectly. We are going to move forward together because that's what we do. Because we are Maryland tough and Baltimore strong. I will now turn it over to Colonel Butler from the Maryland State Police for updates.
Thank you, Governor. I'm Colonel Roland L. Butler, Jr., Superintendent of the Maryland Department of State Police. This morning, as the governor said, we moved from search and rescue to search and recovery. The Maryland State Police, along with the underwater recovery teams, supported by state, local, and federal partners, made a tragic finding. Shortly before 10 a.m., divers located a red pickup truck submerged in approximately 25 feet of water in the area of the middle span of the bridge. Divers recovered two victims of this tragedy trapped within the vehicle. The victims were identified as Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes, 35 years old, of Baltimore, and Dorlan Raniel Castillo Cabrera, 26 years old, of Dundalk. Their family members were notified just over an hour ago in person by Maryland State Police personnel with crisis intervention personnel present. Knowing the gravity of this, we've provided them with a list of resources that they can refer to and refer their friends and family to. At this point, based upon the conditions, we're now moving from a recovery mode to a salvage operation. Because of the superstructure surrounding the vehicle, what we believe are the vehicles, and the amount of concrete and debris, divers are no longer able to safely navigate or operate around that. We have exhausted all search efforts in the areas around this this wreckage, and based on sonar scans, we firmly believe that the vehicles are encased in the superstructure and concrete that we tragically saw come down. At this point, as this moves to a salvage recovery effort, the Maryland State Police will continue to support the Unified Command as the salvage assessment phase takes place, and the U.S. Coast Guard will brief you additional information regarding what to expect and possibly how long this could take. But I'll tell you now, there's no definitive timeline on this. Please be patient. Please keep the family members in mind. In coordination with our FBI partners, we've determined the countries of origin of those that are presumed deceased to be Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. The notifications to these individuals' family members and loved ones outside of the United States is being handled by the Federal Bureau of Investigation in accordance with their established protocols. Again, I encourage you all to think about these people and those that they love and they lost. They're going to need your love and support. Now hand it off to the Admiral.
Good evening. My name is Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath. First, I want to say our deepest condolences go out to the, and sympathy go out to the families of the impacted individuals. I also want to announce that the Coast Guard, along with our federal and state and local agency partners, have stood up a unified command. Our number one priority in that unified command is to reopen the waterway so that we can safely move commerce in and out of the Port of Baltimore.
KFI and KOST HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County.
And as safely as possible. So that's what we're doing from a unified command perspective. Thank you very much.
Good evening. I'm Paul Wiedefeld, Secretary of Transportation. The entire department is heartbroken to have lost these individuals on one of our facilities. I did want to update you on the efforts that we're doing to move forward with the reconstruction of the bridge. As was mentioned earlier by the governor, we have applied for the dollars, the federal dollars that are available for this type of purpose. I sent a letter earlier this morning. I just got off a phone call with the Federal Highway Administrator on the step of the process that we're moving forward. We intend to receive some additional federal dollars very quickly to start that process, and then we will come up with a design for the replacement of that bridge as quickly as possible to get the port back up and the community back up and running. Thank you.
Senator Ben Cardin. First, let me express our deepest condolences to the families of the victims of this horrible tragedy. And I also want to personally thank all the first responders. I had a chance to see firsthand some of the diving activities, and it was extremely challenging, to say the least. And we know that the quick action of our first responders saved lives by keeping vehicles off the bridge before it collapsed. So I really want to congratulate our first responders. When you have a catastrophic event like this that affects transportation infrastructure that's critically important to our community and to our region, the federal government comes to your help. And we are asking the federal government to help us through this crisis. President Biden has responded in a very direct way. We are very confident that we will get the immediate attention that we need, thanks to the Biden administration and our federal partners. We also will need the help of the Congress. Senator Van Hollen is working with our entire congressional delegation to make sure that we provide the necessary authorization, support, and resources to make this recovery complete and that we can move as quickly as possible. Make no mistake about it, our top priority.
Okay, we're going to drop out because there doesn't seem to be anything new beyond their first announcement that they found, I guess, two people in a pickup truck that they have found in the river. But this is going to be a long, long ordeal because you have so much twisted metal that fell into the river and on top of the bodies there. And, you know, they're probably in the very early stages of trying to figure out how they're going to pull this thing out of the river, let alone have to rebuild a new bridge. So we will bring you more when it's time.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.